Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And this is a beautiful, beautiful Friday. If you're doing anything today, make sure you go outside because it is perfect. Steve Rubbage is back in the building. Brian Hall's in the booth.
Man, it's great to be back in the building. It's great to be in the ambiance of the studio again. Kind of look, I've got my microphone covered, got my headphones in. I'm feeling good.
So you came back prepared?
I came back prepared this time, man. I'm ready to go. A lot of times when I come back, I forget my stuff, but I got everything. It's Friday. We have big games tomorrow.
You were happy to notice the expansion of the 93.9 studios.
Yes, yes.
The table's in place.
We got a table now, little by little.
Professional table.
Yeah, little by little, but it's coming along.
It's a good sign for 93.9.
And it looks good. I know, it looks good. So next, we'll get some microphones and stuff. And
we'll be rolling.
We'll get it rolling in there,
gotta
man.
Need but, those for radio.
No, I know, yeah, we need all those. But it's good. It really, truthfully is good to be back in here, man. I'm excited to get rolling today. And I was going to call in the second hour yesterday, but I was really enjoying you guys. You guys had some good conversation going on, so I was like, I'm going to let them roll. Actually, I connected. I really did connect. And then y'all were just rolling, so I was like, they're good.
Was there any fun,
they don't need me.
Was there any fun conversation you heard yesterday?
Oh, I mean, just the whole show. I mean, you guys did a great job, just the banter back and forth with from football to basketball to everything. I enjoyed hearing you break down Coach Mack and Carly Jones and Malik Williams, and they started practice yesterday, and I'm excited about that. And I was glad to hear you come around on Carly a little bit with me.
Only because of Malik.
In believing in him.
When Malik just said he looks like he's Allen Iverson. Is Malik Williams allowed to talk about Allen Iverson?
I know, right? Yeah. Well, your point, though, yesterday, I mean, if he saw Nuggets Allen Iverson, then I'm all out. All out. Because they had what? Didn't they have Kenyon Martin? They had
J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith.
Carmelo.
It was still 2 or 3 years where he averaged about 18.
Yeah, he was legit.
Had Nene.
Yeah,
on that team.
Hilario.
Yeah.
They had some players.
Wasn't Birdman on that team?
He may have been on that team
a little bit. Yeah, no, they were. I'll allow.
Because that would have put Malik at about 8 years old.
Right. Yeah, right. And I'll allow Nuggets Melo, but Nuggets Iverson. So, yeah, I'm here for it.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
I'm with you guys. This has been about a week and a half or so since we've all three been back in the studio. And before that, it was a week. But, you know, it's been a little while. So, feels good to actually have everybody back.
How was my dog this week?
Good. What's up?
How was my dog this week?
Mac is great. So yeah, I was watching. I was watching Mac this week.
Tell him the truth, Brian. Tell him the truth.
No, he's good. He's a wild man, but he actually has tamed down a lot since last time. When I first went, he would jump all over you, but he's gotten really good. He does this thing where when you walk up to him, he just kind of rolls over on his back and is like, "Pet my belly, pet my belly."
He's not. How did Forrest Gump say it? He's not a smart man.
No.
That is Mac the pit.
Well, he's just full of energy. He just wants to play the whole time, and he just doesn't realize how big he is and how strong he is. But he's a really good dog.
He is a good dog.
Speaking of energy, you shared a story pre-show. You came back. You still have a infant son. He actually survived.
He did. Yeah. Got him up on a chairlift. He decided that was the spot to start wiggling around and stuff.
But
he
doesn't know your uncomfortableness in the chair.
No, and I almost had to make a choice. It's you or me. So I'm either going to have to toss you off this chairlift or jump off myself.
Right.
So, but we made it through. And it wasn't even
lost some shoes, though.
Yeah, we did lose some shoes. Lost some shoes. Lost one due to just fall off. The other one was dad took it off and threw it in the woods somewhere. So
you know, you see them all along the skywalk. Oh, yeah. I mean, people do it all the time. They lose stuff.
What am I supposed to do? And it wasn't even the old Gatlinburg Skylift. So it wasn't the terrifying one. It was the one that's semi terrifying, but it's you go up the side of the mountain. It's not too bad. But I do like his aggressiveness. I'm enjoying that. My oldest son is starting to come around a little bit. He made his middle school basketball team. I think that's helped him. He's boosted his confidence a little bit in football. He's starting to get a little meaner, a little nastier in football now. Mm-hmm. Got into a fight last Saturday in the game.
That's fun.
I was proud about that. So a lot of good things are happening in the Rummage House.
Samuel Williamson, gold jersey to start the year.
Didn't understand it. Didn't really get what they were talking about when they said stats-wise and stuff. He was the guy who got it to end last season, unless they just mean maybe his Virginia game, like the last week of mm-hmm. the maybe. I'm like, okay, well, then that would be fair.
He was the guy in the gold jersey is what you're saying. So you just started the year in gold jersey
continuation. Yeah, because other than that, I was like, I don't really get that, but I like
it. What do you mean? Like, you think it should have been something off-season or something?
I thought you should start with Malik. I mean, if you were going on stats and stuff last season, because that's what they said was stats. I was like, but I don't know if they were talking whole season, week. I did like the videos coming out. I mean, little videos coming out of practice one yesterday. It looks spirited. It looks like they're ready to go. I was trying to break down who was in the same color jerseys. Mm-hmm. I did notice Karlik and David at one point were separated. Mm-hmm. Thought that was interesting.
Would you do that, or would you want to start building chemistry with them on the floor from the beginning?
I think you start chemistry. And again, we're talking one video, I mean, which could have been a drill.
Right.
You know, like, right. So it doesn't mean they – I mean, I think they will start together. But, it was nice to see. Of course, I find myself – because I've been very adamant on the show, for Louisville to be an Elite Eight caliber team, mm-hmm. you've got to get Trainer, Davis, you know, help me out here, Withers, Quinn. I did like your point about Quinn yesterday, too.
Oh, did you hear it?
Yes. I didn't catch it live.
Uh-huh.
But I did catch it when you said it, of course,
And you're making reference to?
Karlik. Talking about being around big wings and big guys, and right. Quinn being the first guy. Because I've walked up on Quinn before, and you'd be blown away. I mean, like, he's legit 6'8", 6'9". You know, you're right. Like, God, he's
yeah.
Big
you could
dude.
Like I said, you could hear Karlik just start to be impressed with that size, and he just went, Quinn. I mean, these dudes are
they're big. Yeah, they're big. So I try to pick apart the 1.5 minute videos and see what
that's
you can find.
Fun. Yeah,
I do know in all the videos that come out, there is one guy that makes every single video dunking the ball.
Who was that?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
There's one guy
who
that
would you
makes
guess?
Text line 38-31-93-9. There's one guy that makes every single video dunking the basketball multiple times.
I'm trying to think of who I've seen.
Yeah, no, it's fair. It's fair.
Yeah, you're not supposed to just know it right off the bat.
Do you want me to go ahead and tell you?
It's got
to
be somebody off the wall.
Gabe Wisnitzer.
Yeah, would never got that.
Makes every single highlight video dunking the basketball. Go back and look at him if you think I'm wrong.
Is he actually redshirting or?
I did see Malik.
Probably not now.
I saw Malik.
He's going to play, I think.
Yeah, because there's no. Yeah, Wiz. See, thank you, Texter. First Texter said Wiz. Yeah.
I did see Malik pitching him, though.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I need Malik to be my guy. Right. But
because the original plan was to bring him in redshirt, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did.
Well, now there's no. It'd be stupid to because you got free eligibility.
Yeah.
So, like. Yeah. Now that that's passed, there really is no redshirt.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I didn't even think about it. He'll still be a freshman.
You're essentially redshirting and playing.
Man,
yeah,
the kids who reclassified from high school this year, they made the right move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a fact. Mm. That's a fact.
You're already getting on campus.
But again, the battle's not between Wiz and Malik. The battle's between Wiz and Aiden. So, you know, because, I mean, Malik's got his own stuff. So, yeah, no, a lot of stuff's happened in college basketball. I mean, since we're in that vein, I mean, we mm-hmm. talked about it. I mean, the transfer rule, which is going to open things up, basically a free market.
You and I did not get the chance to address that. Can you believe that's one of those things that have pushed back, that we've just pushed back all week? The one-time transfer rule is going to be approved, or has it already been approved? I think it's right on the doorstep of.
Either way, it's happening.
It's happening. And the joke we made back and forth, which was.
Well, if we get sanctions, that's, you know, the immediate thought is, man, I mean, they can unload.
Right.
Yeah. Just like, you know, I mean, if
we can lose everybody.
Your Nickelberries, your Withers, you're like, we're going. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then my response to that.
Which is a real possibility.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that reality.
And my retort to that is, yeah, but also you can reload in 1 second by combing, scouring
one,
the earth.
1 season, just like that, you can be back. Yep. Yeah, because now Louisville catches a 1 year ban. We'll say and I don't know that you would have a mass.
Yeah, we're just creating worst case scenarios.
I really doubt you would with people who, because people act like it's just easy to. Leave somewhere you've lived for 2 years in a system you've ran for 2 years.
I always say that. You have to be really unhappy, and everybody around you has to be unhappy to get you to transfer.
Especially when I got a free year. Like, you know, this is a free year. So next year, I don't know that Josh Nickelberry and Jalen Withers will be like, well, let's leave. No, let's play.
Yeah. Is Josh going to pack up and just go to NC State?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot to transfer. So. But even if that were the case, now Louisville can
pluck out of somebody else.
Because make no mistake, that's what's going to start happening. Rumblings, people's people are going to start getting with other people's people towards the end of seasons, and you're going to say, "Hey, you know, Rummage isn't happy over here at South Dakota."
Which nobody ever is.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're going to start to get more Division One, Power Five to Power Five, you know.
Free agency.
It's free agency. Which I will say, the interesting thing about that is the high school recruiting is going to die.
Mm.
I mean, and not die.
Yep.
But it's not going to be as important anymore. I mean, it's not going to be as important anymore to get high school guys. And I hate that for that. But that's another reason why I think the one and done rule will be gone. Mm-hmm. Because now you let the elites go pro.
Mm-hmm.
And high school recruiting is going to be, there's going to be more high school kids calling schools. I think it's going to get back to that a little bit. Like, we're literally going to, I feel like, go back to the 80s and 90s in recruiting, where it's like, no, you... You know, you put your tape out.
You know, like hey. You put your mixtape out. You go see a school. You or the elites go to your academies.
Sure. I mean,
your AAU programs and academies.
I mean, the one and done rule isn't even out. Kentucky's already recruiting guys that are ranked in the 260s. I mean, in the one and done rule isn't even gone. So, can you imagine what's going to happen when the one and done rule is gone?
How are they going to?
Cal's going to be at Bullet Central.
How funny is it going to be this fake Hopkins trying to say who's in his top five, and when he chooses, because, like, isn't this dog and pony show pathetic now?
Yes.
Hopkins is like, all right. Hopkins.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I like Bryce Hopkins. I think he'll be good. Yeah.
Love him. We love Bryce
Hopkins. Under a coach that could develop a player for a couple years, I think he's going to be awesome. At Kentucky, it'll be interesting to see. But, I mean, you know, that's rough, man. And there's a lot of people on these airwaves that did a lot of laughing over Louisville offering guys that were lower, and Louisville's going through sanctions. Like, that's a real kick right to the nads repeatedly.
No, but we saw it. This wasn't some awesome prediction, Machiavelli. You know, no. You could see it actually happening right in front of your eyes. What's going on? This thing's breaking up. This thing's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Our structure is built to survive longer than your structure.
Yeah. So that's rough, man. So, things are going to change.
Oh yes, Texter, the new Cal era is living in. Yeah, you're gonna be. Yeah, come on and scrap it out.
Come on down.
Come on down and scrap it out.
Let's play some ball, man.
Right, we are used to this. We are comfortable in this ring.
Yeah, which again goes back to why I said why I like Mac being so swaggy, because people tried to act like it was on Mac to win the game this year. It's like, no, dude, with where college basketball's heading, you better not let Mac be beating you now, because I have a feeling you got a lot of butt kickings coming in the future.
and some score running up.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, man, that's a different game. But yeah, college basketball is going to look different in the future, so we know that. But it is back. That is an important thing. It has started. We're officially
Dick Vitale's making sure he does his part.
Yeah, yep. He's gonna make sure we get Olivier Saar and that's good. So good for Dick. So we got that going. And then
I'm just trying to clean up any college basketball talk that you didn't really get to.
Because it's kind of pregame show for Notre Dame. We'll get to that. But I think that's about it. I mean, just being excited that it's here, because there was times, again, we say this when every new sport starts, there were times during the year, during the summer, where I didn't know if it was going to happen. Now it looks like it's going to happen, and I'm growing more and more confident that sports will continue to happen as we see
sports deal with
more positive cases. Yeah. I mean, you see more and more positive cases and sports dealing with them just fine.
There's still a lot of people that are dying to push the blow it up button.
Well, that's never going to end. I mean, some people just dig in and it's like, okay, I'm dug in and I'm coronavirus guy and I'm going to scream and yell about it. Okay, well, okay, fine. But the rest of us are believe it's a big deal, and we also are trying to live as well.
Yeah.
So. So it is started and we are here and I'm excited about it, and it looks like you're going to get games, and it looks like Louisville's trying to get some games with some fans there.
I'm not going to play the background on this one. I am going to actively try to get in these games.
No, 100%. Basketball, I'm in. So yeah. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
Okay, Steve, that was about our basketball segment of the day. I tell you what, I will open up the phone lines, 815-039-3831-939.
Let's do it.
Notre Dame, I will not take any kind of – I'm just telling you this today. I am absolutely not in the mood for a – we're just – you know, I'm not in the mood for any level of taking Notre Dame for granted.
Yeah.
Just being able to play the game in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Taking that for granted. I'm not here for it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Notre Dame, where's your energy level at? Is your energy level, I want to learn about my team? Is your energy level, you know, let's go get Notre Dame? Are you substitution? Are you, you know, is it time for Malik to be the guy? I mean, where are you at when you think Notre Dame, Saturday, you know, excitement level, you know, like, or trying to figure things out?
Well, excitement level's there. And let me tell you why. I said this on Twitter, and I really believe this. I listened to Ethan Moore this morning on with Drew Diener.
Uh-huh.
I thought he broke it down really well. And in paraphrasing, he basically said, this is a play well week. And he didn't say it like I'm going to say it, because he said, look, you got FSU next week.
We're going to talk about this at some point.
Yeah, sure. But you have FSU next week, and I'm calling it almost like a new season type thing. You know, like, hey, man, look, all right. Is it ideal? Am I forgetting the Georgia Tech and Pitt? No. But I thought we would lose to Pitt. So we're about a game behind where I thought we would. Well, two games behind, really, where I thought we would be. Mm-hmm. So I am kind of in the mode right now of fix the issue this week. And that was through practice. That's Notre Dame and upcoming week of practice.
When you say fix the issue, yeah. What does your mind instantly go to?
Well, offense. I mean, like, my mind immediately goes to, you've got to get that together. I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm growing more and more sure that it's not total offensive line. Like, whereas there were moments where it was just like, well, maybe the O-line just sucks and we're just screwed there. I don't think that's the case. Now, it could be receiver trust in quarterback. It could be quarterback trust in receiver. It could be running back trust in, you know, I mean, I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But this is a good week to fix it. You know, I mean, so, yeah. And yes, Dexter, I thought we would lose to Pitt. I said that before the season.
Yes.
Yeah, I said I think we'll beat Western.
Or coming off a Miami big win, you'll go up and sleepwalk at 12 o'clock and lose the pit.
Yeah.
What does this one say?
Maybe until Steve Louisville will pull out the win. I hope so. I hope so.
To retort to what you just said.
Yeah.
Fixing it, right? I'm surprised at how opposite I was to fixing it.
Okay.
Because, you know, earlier in the week, I was kind of making the joke and sharing the videos of the, you know, run through tackles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know most people are in a place of don't have the dudes, right?
Yeah.
And I am still in the place where even without the dudes, you still got to run through tackles. You know, even if you have to be willing to get ran over before you can start.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm still like when you say a new season, I kind of had a restart with an attitude, right?
Right.
Like you're tackling versus hitting.
Yeah.
I need a restart. I need a restart to know y'all are committed.
Sure.
I watched the Florida State Notre Dame game. Actually. That game was a lot closer than people really, you know, like they're within, you know, they were in striking distance a long time. They just couldn't make the finishing play. But you know what? They played hard and they hit and they ran through tackles. So I am saying fix it as far as just the aggression.
Yes.
Like the aggression level is what I want to see aggression level. I mean, I don't really mean this. This is kind of hyperbolic the way I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I need aggression level almost more than I need offensive execution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to see that they look like they think they can win.
Yeah.
And that comes from, like, the violent nature of the game, you know, the physical nature. We'll be able to see, okay, I'm not strong enough to hold up to Notre Dame. You can see that, right? But you can also see when somebody just kind of was the fake juice.
Yes.
Like fake juice will be so easy to spot in a game like this.
Right, right.
That, because I do hear the conversation and I like to participate in the conversation when you start talking about youth movement and experience movement and all that good stuff. I'm looking forward to spotting fake juice. My wide receivers. You and I kind of talked about the Dallas Cowboy changing quarterback.
Yeah.
Due to injury, of course. You saw the change in attitude on the wide receivers because they knew Dak Prescott was taking all the heat.
Yeah.
If Dak Prescott threw a back shoulder throw that was a little off, the receiver lightened up on the effort a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he knew Dak is getting all the heat for this.
Yeah.
So unless it's a perfect throw, I'm not going after it.
Right.
You get a substitution at quarterback. Oh,
absolutely, man.
You better catch that ball. If you can get your hands on it, you better catch it.
And they did.
And they did.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas made about every catch down the stretch there.
Right. Now, that's the level of accountability I'm going to be looking for.
Of course, it was the Giants.
Good point. Good point.
Even you called me and was like, well, I saw they won. I'm like, well, it's the Giants.
No, but you understand what I'm saying?
Might be the worst team in football.
The accountability level now on your Louisville playmakers.
Yeah.
Javian Hawkins hanging on to the football. Even to the point where I'm saying, okay, Rajay, I do like that you're sure-handed.
Yeah.
Time to start making some plays.
Yeah.
You're a punt returner.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, let's not forget, like, you know, I know you stick to your, you know, you stick to your fair catch, you know. Hey, man, it's time.
Yeah, go make some plays, man.
Cuttrell Clark is he can return punts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got playmakers. And if we're going to have to go to the special teams world to manufacture some plays.
Well, because, I mean, what you're saying, listen, getting better field position can help the offense.
Yep.
I mean, little things like that.
Puts you in striking distance.
Yeah. So if I need to find, as much as I am, I do enjoy Rajay Burns.
Sure hand.
And I'm not knocking Rajay Burns because it is nice knowing, like, and I don't want to jinx it, but I mean, he pretty much clean catches that punt every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't have to worry about it all that much. But he is a good returner. Mm-hmm. So it's like, maybe go ahead and try to take a few extra shots here, man. And get us in position to do something.
That's what I mean. As far as now we're to the point where it's time to start taking some shots. And like I said, you don't have to loot. Show me you want it. Show me you're willing to. And you hate to say things like this. Show me you're willing to get injured. You know what I'm saying? Show me you're willing to really go after somebody. You know, you know, like, show you want it. And I just think we're hitting that point. We're going to get into the details, into the woods, into the weeds. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the more valuable luxuries that we have in today's day and age. If you feel the same way, DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Ask them about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home, which we use at the studio. Also, it's as simple as going to DFH.com to get all the answers you're looking for. Again, DFH 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Also, while we're at it, let me pass along something to the listeners. This weekend, there's a special going on at Four Pegs.
I'm listening.
Those wings, those famous 502 Cafe wings are always a perfect thing, especially for a Notre Dame game day. I mean, just swinging by there and getting your four. Listen, if you're having any company, you should pick up those wings for your company. You will be the star of the show. But they are doing a Q for Two box for $30. Half rack of ribs, 12 wings, collard greens, and beer cheese mac for two people. $30. Feeds two people.
I want some of them wings. I'm like, oh man.
That special. That's a total weekend special, Four Pegs. Thank me later.
Yes.
So
well done, man.
So, Steve, before we get into the weeds of Notre Dame.
Okay. Literally, because they moved on from natural grass, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They still grow that long grass up there, don't they?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't know that. Notre Dame, you sell out.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You remember when they used to talk about Reggie Bush coming to town?
And they said he grew it higher. Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Yeah. Didn't work. They lost.
With the Bush.
Yeah.
Right.
He still beat you.
Okay. But he did slow him down, though. He didn't look quite as good.
I don't know. Second play of the game, he took it 60 yards for a touchdown. It's like, but after that, they did. But I remember watching that game live because, I mean, at the time, it was like one of the biggest games of all time. And he takes that like second play, jumps over a dude, takes off. You're like, Well,
high stepping ready.
I may want to grow it a little higher.
Okay. So, people, I'm going to need everybody to tune in for a second and tell a friend to tell a friend. You got about 10 seconds to get to and to understand what's going on right here. I have a co-host. His name is Stephen Rummage.
How y'all doing? Steve Rummage.
Now, Stephen Rummage, his Twitter handle is at Stephen Rummage. Pretty much self-explanatory.
Very original.
Yeah, very, very, very original. But see, here's the thing. Steve is a high road kind of guy. Steve and I get along because we're both high road kind of guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Steve just, you know, throws a little nice one out there, you know, just have a little fun. So Steven had a little fun over the past 24 hours.
I did.
I need you to go to his Twitter, people. Because Steve posted a picture.
Well, a very, very, I would like to send a huge shout out to some very special person who provided me with such picture. So thank you. You know who you are.
Okay. So Steve posted a picture of a guy. Let's just say a guy who's in super L's down head.
That would work. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we used to have a caller.
Thank you, Texter. Appreciate that. We
had a caller that we knew was a Louisville fan at heart. And our caller would always, every time we asked him, what happened to you? Right?
Mm-hmm.
He'd never want to tell us. But we knew it was something that happened that turned him into a Kentucky fan.
Yeah.
Steve posted a picture of an L's down head who works in this building.
Yeah.
You know how people, Marcus Maben has always told you, there's a window.
Yeah.
Like a window where your fandom is determined, and that's who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, Butch. Somebody said Butch, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call him out.
We like Butch. Butch brought us some of those wings before, right. We're cool.
But here's the thing, people.
Yeah.
When Steve would not want to take his son to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want his heart stolen.
Yeah.
That window.
Yeah.
So these windows are important.
They're very important.
Steve posted a picture of an L's down head,
mm-hmm,
who in his prime window of fandom.
Yep.
In his school picture.
Yep. Right in that time where you're picking, you know, you're picking a team.
Red or blue.
Yeah, red or blue. What am I?
L's down head chose his beautiful black Cardinal Barry shirt.
Right there. Bam. Go Cards.
Go freaking Cards. And people.
And I don't know his age, so he's probably a little older than I am. I'm 33. I'm thinking he's probably 38-ish in that range.
Yeah,
so.
But on this picture, there's a happy smile. Nice glasses.
Just tickled.
A nice youthful exuberance.
I got my buttons buttoned up.
Buttons all the way to the top. Listen, he has the world at his feet.
Yep.
And he's rocking his favorite Louisville shirt. So Steve posted it. This is the most ethered without going ether. And my man Steve has been sitting on this.
Yeah, somebody sent this to me a few weeks ago.
Right?
Yeah, so I've done well, but you know, yesterday I just felt like, look, there was a lot of slander of Steve Rummage going on in the 3 to 6 hour.
And the slander came from?
About his secondary team, which I don't care. I don't apologize for. Listen, I was a recruit. I went on an official visit to Tennessee. I loved it then. You know what? I love the state even more now. I enjoy the crap out of going down there. I enjoy the crap out of Knoxville. I may have some news about my wife in Knoxville in a few days, but I can't say yet. But I mean, like, listen.
Anybody who recruited me or I went on a visit, I root for.
And they beat the crap out of Kentucky all the time. Like, I don't care. Do you think I'm apologizing for liking them? I don't care.
Yeah, but here's the problem. This is what brought Steve a little bit out of his shell, his zen. Because Steve's fandom is his zen place, right? But what brought him out of his zen-like place is because Steve started to feel the energy of people having a problem with him enjoying his other team. And here's the thing. Steve has helped save you all from yourselves for the past however many years. You know it. I know it. Everybody in the state of Kentucky knows. If we can get Steve to turn on Louisville, that will weaken the product. I mean, long time ago, Marcus and Steve, they're so, you know, they're positive, optimistic, and they know a lot. Yeah. So without Marcus and Steve through ADs and scandals and recruiting and FBI, without Marcus and Steve during these things, like Louisville fan who doesn't want to let Steve... Has Steve not earned?
My goodness.
Has Steve not earned the right to enjoy an SEC football team that he in a neighboring state that he was recruited by?
And I enjoy the state. Look, if they line up against Louisville, Tennessee can go to hell. I don't
think but here's the thing. Steve has earned that at the very least. Brian has earned the right to be a Toppers fan. Marcus Maben has earned the right to ride with any other team he wants to, but Louisville fan who has a problem with Steve enjoying Tennessee or Kentucky fan that, so here's what I'm saying, people. Steve started to feel the energy of just hating. He's enjoying himself, and that hating energy was a little out of place. And it was starting to be a little, you know, a little too much extra. And then you start doing the, I'm going to try to make a controversy out of Steve's thing. And then it's like, okay, now you're kind of attacking. It went from one thing to, let's try to cut Steve off from the outside world because, you know, we're going to bottle him up in this little box. And so Steve says, there sure is a lot of hypocrisy going on around here. And I see it every day, but I really don't say anything. But
just kind of watch it happen.
Yeah. Because it's because I've been around Marcus, and Marcus is always prepared to go ether on everybody. Steve knows that I have a war chest of things to let go at any time. But Steve always says, man, you do a good job of just... just reading the energy of the room.
Yeah.
Boy, people, when I tell you the energy of those 3-6 dudes, when that picture got posted to Twitter, the energy's just not right, people.
No, they sounded like a husband and wife. Like Andy sounded like a mad wife on the air. Like,
when you tell me that was out there,
why didn't you tell me you had a picture of you in a Louisville jersey at school pictures? Are you crazy? Your job is to be L's down guy. You didn't tell me you had this. I could have got this washed from the internet years ago. Why didn't you tell me this was out here?
And again,
I could have been prepared.
I owe a special thank you to somebody. And thank you. Appreciate you.
And we all know we are people. So if you
and they would probably be surprised to know who it was.
Oh, they would surely.
But thank you.
So if anybody wants a good laugh, do yourself a favor and go to at Stephen Rummage's Twitter and thank us later.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, Steve. I didn't mean to go on that long soliloquy or whatever.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so Steve.
And speaking of that, Tennessee is going to waste Kentucky tomorrow.
Are they?
Yes. Dude, the energy down there is just like I told you, the energy down there is like, yeah, we got this game this weekend, but Alabama next week.
I don't know. It's hilarious. Steve. I don't know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Was it six point spread?
Yeah.
Is that a little low?
Probably.
Definitely.
I take it easy.
Quarterback controversy?
Doesn't matter.
It's one of them get right games.
It doesn't matter who's got the better quarterback. Look, you talk like Garantano's bad. It's like, yeah, but he's the best quarterback on the field. Not really close. So that'll be fun. Watch that leading right up into Louisville, kicking off against Notre Dame.
Do they have one of those? We don't lose to
you. Yeah. You don't
like
don't
even if you're better this year.
Yeah,
we don't. They lost to them on the big year they had too, right?
Yeah.
Just yeah, like you might be better.
Yeah, but, and they went in and got their tails kicked.
Oh, they beat them good that year too. It might be that we don't lose to them energy that saves them.
I know.
Even if you are better.
Maybe why Louisville doesn't win the game tomorrow. Truthfully.
Elaborate.
Notre Dame, maybe with that. Because here's the thing. I said this earlier in the week, and listening to the coaches and stuff, I'm going to be really surprised if Louisville doesn't come in with, I don't even know if punch in the mouth is
a little. I hate saying that because the Miami let me down.
I know, and I would have never guessed that they would have come out so blah. But I really think that there's an extra confidence with Notre Dame.
Do they have a healthy appreciation for Notre Dame?
I don't know
at this age.
I don't know that they do. And the reason I say that is because in recent memory, you went up to Notre Dame and beat them. Now, I know nobody on this team, but when you think Louisville, when you're a Louisville fan and you think Notre Dame, you think anytime you see Notre Dame on the schedule, it happened last year. You as a fan immediately are just like, I think we get that. You don't feel that way with everybody. But with if it was Georgia tomorrow, would you feel that way? I don't think Louisville fans would.
But Georgia's the worst example you can ever use.
Well, I'm just using teams in the top five.
Because that year, Georgia's just...
Well, I know.
Georgia changed the way we look.
No, I know. It's awful. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, when I look at that, though, I mean, if you saw another top five name on there, you would go... Maybe Clemson. I think Clemson's beaten us into submission a little bit the last few years.
But we got them in conference, so it's kind of like a familiarity. Like, we're comfortable playing Clemson.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of, okay, this we need to see some good things. Like, we're not, I don't want to say afraid, but you're not. Okay, so is that kind of where you're going with it? Like, you don't have a real intimidation with the Notre Dame.
Yeah, and I think the fan base as well. I think you see Notre Dame and you immediately say, okay, all right, maybe we can, this might be a get right. You know, like, now again, I don't know that anybody's necessarily, well, there obviously are some on the text line, but I mean, I don't know that a majority of people are predicting any sort of win, but I do think fans are expecting your team to go up there tomorrow and put on a solid performance. I think you expect to look better than Florida State did last week, and Florida State was in the game.
Oh.
I mean,
oh.
And I think as a Louisville fan, you're expecting your team to go up there and put on a decent performance. Now, will they? I don't know. And if they don't, will that be troublesome? Yeah, it will be. And that's when you'll start. That's what Ethan Moore said.
If they don't because of execution or because of aggression.
If the execution's not there, if turnovers still feel like they're an issue – if it's just one of those things where it's like, now look.
Are fumbles and interceptions in the same department?
Yes, but only by the technicality because they're just two totally separate things. Mm-hmm. I mean, an interception.
Yeah, if Malik is slinging it, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, balls get tipped, you know, all that kind of stuff. I would kind of see that different as fumbling because fumbling, like running the ball and fumbling, it's almost not a manhood thing, but it's a toughness thing.
Yeah.
And mistakes on interceptions are like a, you know.
Well, they're on one. They're on one guy, two different people. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes that can be a receiver's fault, and that maybe fall a little more into the fumble category. If it hits your hands and it's a pick, to me, that's should be almost be a fumble or an interception. Like, I do think there are times where interceptions should be given to a receiver.
Right.
You know, if I was going to make a change in the stat books. But, yeah, I think that they are different. But by technicality, they're a turnover, and both need to – we saw bad interceptions this year, and we saw fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Both need to be fixed.
Which one bothers you more?
The fumbles. Because they don't happen. They hadn't. So it was like, where did this come from? And the manner in which a couple of the fumbles happened. Like, one, you're on, I mean, literally, Georgia Tech has a guy underneath Hassan Hall, and he just rips the ball out of Hassan Hall's hand. And I was like, that can't happen. I mean, if I'm the strength coach, I'm losing my mind. I'm like, I can't have you look like he just ripped the ball out of your arm.
Yeah, I think that's the point I was trying to make, Steve. Like, when I see plays that look of physical dominance, those are hard to stomach.
No, I know it sucks. So I would like to see a clean
broken tackle.
Yeah,
you know, my arms aren't big enough to wrap around thighs of running backs.
Right,
those are hard to stomach.
But I think if you exactly,
because you're almost like falling into the tackle instead of running through people.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, those are the, like you said, the fumble, the toughness fumble, and the broken thigh tackle are going to be the worst things to stomach if that's what shows up.
Yeah.
Listen, I won't be bothered by one-on-one coverage. You're out there and the guy like mosses you and makes a play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to like it. But if you're competing out there on sideline throws, you know, one-on-one chances, you know, and you're like I said, you're competing. Listen, even if they get the pass interference call, you out there competing with that, okay with that.
Sure.
They make the play.
So give me a clean game tomorrow, and we can get into the second hour what that would look like. But give me a clean game tomorrow. Give me a good performance up there. And if that results in a win, great. And if it doesn't, make me leave that game going, I could realistically win the rest of my games. That's where I want to be sitting tomorrow night.
Expectations, positions, a lot of Notre Dame talk. Phone lines will be open. A little bit of debate. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.